Welcome back to Analyzing Society. I'm Melanie Fante, and today we're going to talk about multicultural short stories. I think today's a great day to look into our daily life and relate it with the stories we are going to present. And for that, we have two special guests, Lucas Campodónico and Lucas Vergara. Lucas, why don't you introduce yourselves?
Hello Belen, hello Lucas, thank you again for inviting me to the show. I am a special reporter for the CNN and I have a lot of information and research that I want to share with the audience.
Hello, I am Lucas Campodónico and Belen, thank you so much for inviting me to this show. Well, I work in psychology, especially in family relationships, and now I like to show my point of view, my opinion, to this short story.
Thank you both, and now let's talk about the Eve of the Spirits Festival by Lynn Samantha Chang, in which Claudia and Emily, two sisters, have to deal with the death of their mom and with their depressed dad. They are a Buddhist family, and as time goes by, they lose their traditions, and Claudia tries to hold the family together. Now, let's compare the story with some aspects of our real life. Lucas, what do you have for us today?
Okay, talking about the EB of the Spirit Festival, I like to start with to focus in relationships between Claudia, Emily, and his father. Comparing his relationship like a family and family problem about real life.
Now, Lucas Vergara, do you have anything to add?
This issue between the father of Claudia and Claudia is very common in the real life. We can see relationship between father and daughter where they don't accept each other's religion, and it can be compared to a discrimination.
Now, Lucas Campodónico, do you want to add anything else?
Well, I like to add the connection with the teenage problems and important in family relationships, because a good teenage journey is so important, the participation of the mother, because this good participation of the mother is a good development in the teenage person.
And now, in this section, you will have to answer the next question. How can you relate the discrimination to Nancy Lee in One Friday Morning to discrimination in real life today?
Belen, I'd like to compare the discrimination to Nancy Lee to the time when United States discriminates black people in 1916, because in the two cases, two time, the black people don't have the same condition to education, and they cannot have a good education to them have a great future.
The case of Nancy Lee is a racial discrimination in which people like Nancy Lee are faced injustice, and this can bring psychological problems and in extreme cases suicide attempts. And this is not the only type of discrimination. There is sexual orientation in which people is publicly humiliated, and in cases they are punched or spit by people. And for finish with discrimination, there is the religious discrimination, in which people are against other religions and can accept other religions.
Well, now according to the previous discussion, I'm going to make you a few more questions. When someone loses a relative, can they overcome with difficulties?
Well, I think it depends on the person, because if the person likes to overcome difficulties, it is always going to be able. But if the person don't support or don't like to overcome the love of the family, these are not easy in this case. Also, a good tool is visit psychology, and they can help you.
I think that people can overcome the loss of a relative, but only with effort and help.
Another question is, a life with your parents is different than a life without a parent?
Yes, of course, because the importance of the parents are so much important, because the parents support in the education of the son, and the education is the key of the future, of the son's future.
Of course it's different, and I don't know how it's going to affect the child, but all depends on the family and friends.
Now the last question is, how does discrimination affect personal development?
This discrimination affects because when a person is discriminated, they have a bad time. And this bad time can produce a depression in the person. And this depression affects in your personal development.
I said it before, it can have different psychological effects, and in extreme cases, suicide attempts.
Goodbye to our super guests that made a really good reflection in our podcast Analyzing Society. We are definitely gonna have you again in the show. Well, as we could listen, discrimination is a really important thing today, and there are different types of discrimination. Also, we could realize about the importance that family have in our life, so take a moment to think about it, and if you see a discrimination situation, don't think it twice and stop it. It is really important. And take care of your family. Today when you go home, do something with your mom, dad, sister, brother, and all the ones you love, and show them you care about them. It really makes a difference. Okay, so now I leave you with that, and this is all for today. Have a very good week.